Over the next 6 months, under Mrs. Phelps's watchful and compassionate eye, Matilda read the following books: Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens, Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte, Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, Tess of the D'Urbervilles by Thomas Hardy, Gone to Earth by Mary Webb, Kim by Rudyard Kipling, The Invisible Man by H.G. Wells, The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway, The Sound and the Fury by William Faulkner, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, The Good Companions by J.B. Priestley, Brighton Rock by Graham Greene, Animal Farm by George Orwell. It was a formidable list, and by now Mrs. Phelps was filled with wonder and excitement. Almost anyone else witnessing the achievements of this small child would have been tempted to make a great fuss and shout the news all over the village and beyond. But not so Mrs. Phelps. She was someone who minded her own business and had long since discovered it was seldom worthwhile to interfere with other people's children.
"Mr. Hemingway says a lot of things I don't understand," Matilda said to her, "especially about men and women. But I loved it all the same. The way he tells it, I feel I'm right there on the spot, watching it all happen."
"A fine writer will always make you feel that," Mrs. Phelps said. "And don't worry about the bits you can't understand. Sit back and allow the words to wash around you like music."
"I will, I will."
"Did you know that public libraries like this allow you to borrow books and take them home?"
"I didn't know that," Matilda said. "Could I do it?"
"Of course. When you have chosen the book you want, bring it to me so I can make a note of it, and it's yours for 2 weeks. You can take more than one if you wish." From then on, Matilda would visit the library only once a week in order to take out new books and return the old ones. Her own small bedroom now became her reading room, and there she would sit and read most afternoons, often with a mug of hot chocolate beside her. The books transported her into new worlds and introduced her to amazing people who lived exciting lives. She travelled all over the world while sitting in her little room in an English village. Matilda's parents owned quite a nice house with 3 bedrooms upstairs, while on the ground floor there was a dining room and a living room and a kitchen. Her father was a dealer in second-hand cars, and it seemed he did pretty well at it.
"Sawdust is one of the great secrets of my success, and it costs me nothing. I get it free from the sawmill."
"What do you use it for?" Matilda asked him.
"Ha ha! Wouldn't you like to know?"
"I don't see how sawdust can help you sell second-hand cars, Daddy."
"That's because you're an ignorant little twit," the father said.
His speech was never very delicate, but Matilda was used to it. She also knew that he liked to boast, and she would egg him on shamelessly.
"You must be very clever to find a use for something that costs nothing. I wish I could do it."
"You couldn't. You're too stupid. But I don't mind telling young Mike here about it, seeing he'll be joining me in the business one day."
Ignoring Matilda, he turned to his son and said,
"I'm always glad to buy a car when some fool has been crashing the gears so badly they're all worn out and rattle like mad. I get it cheap. Then all I do is mix a lot of sawdust with the oil in the gearbox and it runs as sweet as a nut."
"How long will it run like that before it starts rattling again?" Matilda asked him.
"Long enough for the buyer to get a good distance away," the father said, grinning. "About 100 miles.
"But that's dishonest, Daddy," Matilda said.
"No one ever got rich by being honest," the father said. "Customers are there to be diddled."